For the meeting, I'd like to recognize folks that are joining me at the table. We currently do not have a quorum, but once we have a quorum, we'll be able to act on the minutes. Councilman Street has joined us, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley, Councilmember Diller, Councilmember Kilpatrick has joined us. And with that, we're still under for a quorum, one more, and then we can, we'll just move along with the agenda. And I hope other members of council join us soon. Under presentations, here we go. We have a quorum in the room. Councilman Reddick, welcome. Sorry, he's at the table. What is the kind of a motion, the minutes of the 11th of December 2014?
Motion approved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Minutes pass as submitted from the December 11th, 2012 Administrative Finance Committee meeting. With that out of the way, we have no presentations. Moving on to the consent calendar, R-13-003, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, the title pretty much speaks for itself, except I don't think you can ever say enough. When you've got a finance department that can be recognized for 23 consecutive years for the work that they've done and continue to do. And so this is just recognizing the finance department and all of the due diligence that they continue to do in working with the finances for the taxpayers of Newcastle County.
It's great that we're entertaining a resolution to thank one of our highly productive county employees from the finance department the award for the comprehensive annual budget summary for 23 consecutive years. That says something. Council President Bullock has joined us at the table. Moving on to other resolutions, I'll take the second one. How about you take the first, George? Resolution 13-006, approving a refund of sewer fees paid in error.
Well, okay, this is our due diligence. Unfortunately, we are required to give money back when it's an overpayment, and this is an overpayment of sewer fees in the amount of $13,497.25 for Augustine Land. And at least it's going to someone that we know greatly needs the funds, because it is in care of the Capano Management Company. So, with that, I'll speak no more.
Okay.
If I had my way.
Any members of council, any question on the refund of the sewer fee paid in error? Okay. Moving along, I'll take this one. Resolution 13-007, approving the refund of taxes paid in error. And just for the record, we do, as a function of the Finance Committee, look at refunds when overpayments are made, and any payment past $5,000 requires a approval of council, and that's why we are conducting these reviews and for approvals. All right, this refund, taxes paid in error, sets forth a payment of $21,982.44, and I'd like to request the acting CFO to give us some more detail on that, if you could.
Ed Helling from the finance office. These are all duplicate payments made by the mortgage company and by the owner of the parcel. So in that case, they get the refunded. One's a mortgage company and two are individuals, but they are duplicate tax payments.
And so there are duplicative payments on taxes on the property in question, which is located where?
Well, there's three. If you look on the back. Exhibit A, there's three separate parcels listed here.
Okay.
Montana.
All right. Okay. Very good.
So when we get the duplicate payments, what happens is there's a holding account that goes, the funds stay into, because we've noticed a duplicate payment, and it stays in that holding account until they request the funds back.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that.
I'd like to know who answered the phone when they called.
Councilman Smiley.
Oh,
okay. Moving on to...
He's complaining about the same thing.
Ordinances. Ordinance 12-124. Councilman Smiley's handling that ordinance, Councilman Bell.
On behalf of Councilman Bell, just letting everyone know that this will officially be withdrawn this evening at council, and it is being replaced by ordinance 13-002, which will be read into the record as part of this evening's council agenda.
Okay. I'd like to recognize Councilman Sheldon has joined us at the table.
Thank you.
Item J, K, and L, there is no items under J, K, and L. Moving on to other, discussion and vote to transfer $8,500 from council's contingency fund to the salary, wages, and employee benefits line in council's FY13 operating budget to fund severance. Mr. Boyle, would you like to proffer an explanation for this?
Yes, I'm requesting $8,555. As per the policy of the county, if an employee leaves, they get paid their vacation time and half their sick time and various other things. We just had somebody leave who was Grand Fire Center. There was former council president Kovac's aide, and basically this was the amount of money that he was paid out upon his department. As a result, we do not budget for termination or departure. So as a result, I need money in order to make our budget whole.
So this represents the accrued severance for
vacation time and sick time.
Vacation and sick time payout. And a severance payment to Mr. Firestone, who was the aide to former council president Tom Kovac.
Okay.
And any questions from members of council? Councilman Smiley.
I have a couple, but since the president's left the room, I want to make a motion we use his grant money to pay part of this. Oh, okay. I guess that's not going anywhere. No. I just want to clarify on the record, Mr. Boyle and Chair, just so we're clear exactly on... Although it's a minimal amount of difference, it was read. It was 8,500. What's before us is 8,550, and you stated 8,555. So, just so we're clear on the record, what is the exact dollar amount?
8,550.
It is 8,550. Okay, just so we're clear on what we're approving. Thank you, President Bullock, for your contribution.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, I would make a motion to approve the transfer from the contingency fund of $8,550 to fulfill council's financial obligation to the severance fund for Mr. Firestone.
I'll second that. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, then we transferred $8,550 to from the council's contingency fund. Clerk severance for Grant Firestone, accumulated sick time and vacation time severance. All right. Moving on to other items under other. Presentation providing method options and a vote to adopt a method to provide possible additional grant funding to council members. And if I could, I'll just kind of summarize the feeling of council was to increase the grant funds available to us. We currently have $7,500 per council member. I think the idea was, correct me if I'm wrong, that we would entertain going to a $10,000 level of grant funding for the fiscal year. And I think, if no one corrects me, that we assigned Mr. Boyle to find a way to fund those grant increases.
Thank you, and that's a good introduction.
And what does that figure represent, total figure, for if we were increased from the current funding?
It would all be in the presentation.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to present to you and share, give you a good introduction on the three options to increase the funding of the grants. Currently, all council members have available them $7,500 at the beginning of the fiscal year to provide grant funds to various nonprofits and other groups that assist in helping people. or need one of these large pockets to enhance our community. It has been proposed that the amount of grant funds available to each council member increased by $2,500 for FY14. There are three possible methods to achieve this goal. Reduce the amount of $100,000 in the council's contingency fund being proposed for FY14 to $67,500, and increase the amount for grants in council's FY14 budget in the amount of $32,500 to total $132,500, which would be total to get all 13, $10,000. Council has allocated $100,000 in its contingency fund in FY13. If this proposal adopted, the contingency fund would reduce to $67,500 for FY14. Even if reducing the contingency fund, the increase in grant funding would still reflect an additional increase in Council's FY14 annual operating budget submission. If this option is adopted, the increase in our proposed FY14 annual operating budget in comparison to FY13 will rise from 3.49 to 4.6. The grants line in Council's FY14 annual operating budget will increase 32.5% over FY13. This is basically one of the questions was given a history. I've given provided a 3-year history of our contingency fund. In FY11, we were granted $200,000. We had a grant contribution, I believe, was also the summer youth program. Okay, that reduced it to $175,000. In FY12, we appropriated $200,000. Grant funding $100,000. I believe that was lieutenant or for the police. Reinstated council grants program $97,000. That's where we got the money last year to reinstate it for $7,500 apiece. The republication of the code was $9,000. We did salary adjustments at $8,700. And we may run into that again this year. Okay, now each council member is, and it's by state law, can't change it, can't take it back, is they get a CPI adjustment on their salary once a year. I'll take that out of the contingency to make up that CPI adjustment. There was also a few employees that at that point in time we required, they got their reviews. There was a increase required and we got it out of the contingency fund. And the grant contribution to the summer youth program was $40,000, which left us a balance of $43,800. Now, last year, $200,000, we normally had, we reduced that to $100,000 for our contingency fund to basically even out from what we took out in grants. So right now, we do not have a $200,000 contingency fund, we have $100,000. The option two, directly increase the amount requested for grants in the council's proposed FY14 annual operating budget in the amount of $3,200. If this option is adopted, the increase in our proposed FY14 annual operating budget in comparison, again, will rise from 3.49 to 4.6. The grants line, again, it's a 32%. And even if we take it out of the contingency, it'll still reflect an increase because the money from the contingency has to be moved into the operating budget. You don't take money out of the contingency, you only take it out of the contingency in order to put it in the operating budget. What I've done here, this is the FY, what we've requested so far, which will show roughly a 3.49, even off the 3.5%. This is what we're asking for FY14 right now. What it does is reflect the salary, or decrease in salaries of 1.7, employee benefits 8.5, and basically cross charges of 2.6. Basically three items that our department or any other department does not have any control over. If, and it proposed, if we brought in the grants and increased to 32,500, okay, there would be a percentage change of 32.5, and our total would be a 4.6% increase. Option three, create a grants line in each council member's individual office budget in FY14 in the amount of $7,500, which is what you receive now, and reduce the grants line in the legislative budget. And let me explain this a little bit to you. We have numerous budgets. We have our legislative budget. We have an audit budget. We also have 13 separate budgets for each council member. What this basically is proposing is take the $7,500, which is right now in our legislative line, is our general line within our office budget, and move the $7,500 to each individual council member's budget. For FY14, each council member, now what this is basically saying is, you currently have $3,500 in each one of your budgets. Move the $7,500 into there, and you'll have $11,000. Now, what's that? It doesn't increase it, but it gives you more availability. So if you do not buy more office supplies or so on and so forth, okay, you can use that money for your grants. So in a sense, it increases your availability of funds. You just get to pick and choose what you want to use it for. This method, if adopted, will not add to the increase of the 3.49% already projected. And if we adopt this, we can adopt this method for the remainder of FY13. Talk to the finance department, we can transfer that funding over from the grants line, whatever the remainder is for each councilman, over into their office budget, and they can use it. Now, again, what does not change the rules is, you still have to come to council, get a grant approved, go through the proper paperwork. But now, if, for instance, there's certain council members who use none of their budget, okay, for office supplies or mileage or whatever, so now they can use that $3,500 that's available in there to use it for grants. Again, at the third option, we can do this today. So that's basically your three options.
Well, since the third is the only one I understand.
Councilman Smiley.
I have two things. First, Jim, would you explain to council members the discrepancy in option one between the 13-member grant account and the additional 2,500, because when we did the grant account, you transferred an even 100,000, correct?
Correct.
So there's an odd amount there.
There's an odd amount there.
So and that was there in case something came up council-wide that we needed to do, or just I think that needs to be cleared up first, because it's very clear that the numbers didn't work.
Just again, it was off the record, top of my head, and we're talking like $97,500.
Right.
Okay. And we put the difference in there basically to even off the money.
And if I recall correctly, at that point in time, we had yet to do away with the president's discretionary $2,500, correct?
That's not correct.
Okay, we had already done away with that?
We had already done away with the discretionary of the president, okay, which was for various tickets.
25, right.
And so forth.
Okay.
Okay, and it was in discussions when we moved this over is that would we reinstate that account, okay? And we've never reinstated.
Then those funds were there?
Yes.
Okay, and they've been laying there, no one has spent them?
No.
Okay, I want to clarify that. Now, for purposes of being able to get in the discussion, I would make a motion that council adopt option three, effective upon a vote of council.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for option three, as laid out by Jim Boyle, our policy director. Motion is under discussion.
Can I just ask
Kilpatrick
a general question? The money that would be in our line, if we don't use all of that money within a fiscal year, what it just, if you don't use all of it in the, if we adopt all of this, you don't use all of that money within the fiscal year, within the next fiscal year, what is it, just topped off? Or does it transfer back to the general?
Yeah, back to the general.
It goes back to the general, and then you start all over?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no carry forward.
Okay.
Councilman Tackett.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Jim, the way I understand this is, we work on option, or if we adopt option three today, it goes into effect today, and there's still, we still have a little bit of time to consider or discuss option one and two for the actual budget. Or do you need our ultimate decision to that?
I'm going to defer to the acting, because there's a time schedule on when I can make changes to the budget submission at this point. What is my deadline?
Probably mid-February would be fine. We can get something, yeah. Probably what you want to do for 14 would be fine.
Councilman Smiley.
I'm going to clarify. My motion is that this is what we adopt for the path forward. Not just as a temporary gap to give extra money for the next 6 months and then go and increase council's budget mm-hmm. by going to one or two. I realize that could be done later. I'm just telling you my intent. That can always be changed by the will of council.
Summarize my
intent.
Your intent is that this becomes the way we fund council grants and council office budgets for the future.
Yeah.
Councilman Tack.
Should we be discussing this budget?
Well, I guess I just want to be clear, because it almost sounds to me like I'm not in favor of Smiley's motion, but I'm in favor of, I wouldn't be making that here because we're discussing this motion, but I would be in favor of an alternate motion that would say let's adopt option three and consider the other ones. Unless yours is essentially going to be
Look,
mine doesn't.
If I may, maybe throw in a fact. Okay.
But doesn't include
Jim Boyle.
No, it doesn't. No, I'm just speaking.
Jim Boyle, policy director. Well, let me throw a little fact in. One of the things I did because of, I looked at and the history of the grants and what we did at the end of last year. Now, the end of June does not give you a true history. Reason being is that. We submitted a lot of money into the summer youth program. So I looked at it the 2 weeks before that and a month before that. Realistically, okay, and if you're looking for more, okay, we average slightly under remaining that was not spent, a little under $50,000. Okay. In our grants total, okay, that we did not allocate.
If I may, I like option three because we don't increase the total budget of council. We give flexibility to council members as far as office accounts and grants, whatever's in, and of course travel, which is in the office account, right? It's at the discretion of the council member.
Discretion of the council.
So that gives a lot of flexibility. It sounds like a pretty good solution to me. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
I have a saw in the car.
You better get it. First of all, I'm not sure that I'm in favor of raising the grants at this point. I don't know that I'm in favor of raising them for the rest of this year, possibly for next year. I don't know that at this point I want to deplete any more of the contingency budget that we have, because I think we could have some issues coming up that we may need that budget for, and I just don't think that we should rush into a decision today.
Well,
this doesn't.
Councilman Smiley.
If I can clarify, option three doesn't touch the contingency fund whatsoever.
Right.
It takes whatever someone has left in their grant account right now.
Right.
And merges it with errors left in their office account right now.
Everything's the
same. If you got 2,000 left in the grant and 1,000 left in your office, then you have 3,000 from now to June 30th, We're not moving.
So nothing in option three changes the contingency.
No, and it doesn't change the amount of council's budget, and it doesn't change the balance in the contingency or anything going forward. It merely takes whatever a council member has in both accounts, merges it, and say, okay, now council member, you decide whether grant, office need, whatever you have out of that. It becomes one pot with two functions, but does not touch the contingency, reserves, nothing. Merely works within what council currently has to operate with for the remainder of FY13.
Okay.
See, throw your rope instead of a saw.
Thank you.
Gives us greater flexibility, use of already budgeted funds. Councilman Sheldon.
I thanks, George. I was wondering that same thing. But if today's motion carries, this will carry into next year, right? I mean, you're taking the contingency money, the way I understand, from next year's budget.
No.
Forget about this year.
No.
No?
That's no. What he's saying. This is strictly, if I may.
Please, Council.
This strictly, Stein. This option three only uses the funds that are here for the remainder of this.
This year.
If.
Fiscal year.
Right.
Yeah.
If no other options are brought forward for our budget submission to increase the council's budget by increasing, i.e. either grant accounts or office accounts, then this would carry forward as our process.
Right. I think, and I might be asking the wrong question the way I'm asking. No. We came with a budget every year with so much money in contingency
right.
funds. And that was with $200,000? $200,000. So we've taken $100,000 off
the You did that to initially that. Establish the grant account.
Right, exactly. Correct. If we vote on this today, that means next year, without raising the budget, we would go with the $100,000 in contingency.
Yes, unless, and here's what I'd like to clarify, if I may. Unless when we submit the budget, we can submit an increase in the contingency.
That's what I was saying.
And this process that we have, what we're talking about, would remain the same. In other words, the amount of the contingency, we could increase that line, and that I understand that's money that's really not there, but we could propose that our contingency would be higher just for purposes of having those funds available, but not for purposes of grants or whatever. If you're going to do it for grants, you need to specify that's what it's for.
I got that. I worry about not this year. You know, we were taking votes every year, and we did it the first week of July or whenever we heard, you know, to say, look, we took the, I don't know when we did this last year, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I forget, probably in August, took the $100,000 because we looked like we weren't using it.
There.
So I just want a fiscal service. I'm starting to look what happens if we need it for once.
There are two ways to, Council President, Council, yeah.
Try that.
Yeah, try that. And believe me, and I think we still need signatures on some paperwork. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We have two avenues relative to concern for contingency. When we submit our next budget submission, or at least prior to the final, that we submit an increase for that contingency amount, or you abolish the grants and return that money to the contingency. I see a majority votes for number one. I don't see a majority votes for number two.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, I think that's something that we're seriously going to have to look at, based on some recent things that have come up. But that is separate and apart from this.
Agreed upon, yeah.
Councilman Hollins and Jim Boyle wanted to say something. Anybody else want to say something?
Yeah, first of all, let me apologize. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to these options. But the way I see, I just assume when we had the last discussion, we wanted to increase the grant amount from $7,500 to $2,500. And now we have options and so forth, which was sort of complicated in my opinion. But there's nothing wrong with that. But I think option three, if I heard it correctly, it merely allows you to merge the money. You're not spending any more money which is not what we discussed before. Before we discussed actually increasing, because we started out with the grant budget for each council member for $15,000. We came back with half that amount to $7,500 to adopt this option. Doesn't mean that we're increasing it. It just simply means that you take, you use your office money to give it out as a grant if you chose to do so. And it's going to be appealing to some council members, not so much to others. I can tell you, I'm one of those council members who's now near the bottom of the grants at $3,000, and I don't mean to suggest I'm not looking for grants to give the people, but I think depending on the people you represent, you're going to get more requests for the grants. So it's not that appealing to me, and I guess I'm not prepared to even vote today because now we have three options that I did not anticipate, and one of the options is not to increase, but just to merge. So I just don't see that really to the letter of what I thought the initial discussion was about. And secondly, I also thought we were talking about the next fiscal year, not starting today or tomorrow or next week. But I thought the discussion was around amending the budget going forward for the next fiscal year. Now we're saying we can do it today, and that's council's will. But it doesn't meet what I thought we were discussing, and that is to increase the grants budget. You increase it by a matter of shifting the money from one account to the other, but in the reality, you're not increasing it. Quite frankly, a modest increase in the budget doesn't give me heartburn. I think you're going to see that across the board as we continue to face what we're facing economically. So for me, I'm just not prepared to vote on these. If I saw it in writing and read it or something like that, but I know from option three what I'm seeing is that, you know, if that's the will of council, that's the will of council, but it's not an increase per se to the overall budget, and that's why it reflects what it does. But, you know, it's just a matter of moving money and allow you the option to use it in another manner. If you're not going to go to D.C., to the Congressional Black Caucus, that means you got $1,500 to use as a grant.
Councilor Smiley.
Yeah, and I want to be open and honest to everyone here, as I always am, usually to my own detriment. When the issue of increasing the grants was raised, we had a very good discussion at the table, and one of the last things I said, what it was worth, was that if you want the grants to be increased, we made a motion for Mr. Boyle to look at it, but I also said that any council members that were interested needed to get with Mr. Boyle. If they had any ideas, to bring them forward. Now, I'm going to sit here today. I contacted Mr. Boyle and said, where are you with the proposal? Well, I've got this idea, and I've got this idea that I'm working on. I want to come in and meet with you because I've got a third one I want proposed. And I'll be very honest with you, the third one is the one that I asked Jim to put together, to put before council, because one and two is not going to give you more grant money this year. That may not be what some, but for me, again, it expanded it to $11,000 instead of the 10. Everyone has to make their own decision. It can be affected now. And I know some people didn't like this before, and they're not going to like it now. But when you establish the grants again, I heard all about taking care of the children, feeding the hungry, helping some of the programs out there, all worthwhile things. You need to take a look at what some of the grant money's going to. So my goal was not increase the budget, and quite honestly, make a choice between the shelter or the monogrammed ink pens or whatever, or the rolling file carts or whatever. But I just want to be open and honest. I came in, as was my recommendation, all members of council, if each individual has a right to do. And as far as I'm concerned, an obligation. And I met with Jim and asked him to put that third one together. And like I said, for one thing, that's something that could take effect right away. Could it be changed for the next fiscal year? Yeah, if council decides to, yes. Because one and two is not going to increase your grant line in FY13 anyway.
Jim, did you want to say something?
This is one of my major concerns that has to be addressed. Okay, we only have $100,000 contingency. Okay, under both option A, option B, option two, it reduces the contingency line. As I mentioned in the presentation, number one, Okay, in the past, we did not have to pay the salary increases. It came out of the salary contingency line. We do not have access to that salary contingency line. Last year, we had to take it out of our own contingency. That will happen again. There will be other expenses. Okay, as Councilwoman Kilpatrick mentioned, I believe that there was going to be another unexpected expense coming up soon, which will basically wipe out the $100,000 that we have.
Councilman Hollins.
Yeah, for that matter, you know, coming from a contingency is not necessarily my idea. The idea is that we go into a new budget year, and we take that, we just present the contingency for whatever we want it to be, whatever we want the grants to be, and that's what we commit to finance. The money doesn't have to come from contingency. We can put the contingency back up to $200,000, just admit that this is council's budget. We do not have this no-growth council. That's up to us. So the whole idea of the contingency need not even be a part of this discussion as it relates to the grants. It's just where we are putting it. But we're going to, as we go into a new year now for the remainder of this fiscal year, I would agree. But going forward for the next fiscal year, we write our budget just like any other department.
And that's the will of council.
Yeah. I just think the way it's being presented is that we have these confinements here that nobody else has, that we are self-imposing.
I'm looking at the precedent, and the precedent is, right, is that we reduced contingency in order to fund the grants, and that going
right
forward.
And we didn't have to, is my point. We're going into a new year.
Councilman Street, then Councilman Smiley.
If, for whatever reason, we all of a sudden had to hire 15 law firms to defend 15 lawsuits, where's that money go from?
Most likely, we would have to do an ordinance and take it out of reserves.
So, at the end of the day, be it this fiscal year or next fiscal year, it's our decision, our discretion to decide whether or not we want to do it. Okay? And everybody's sitting around and wasting half an hour of time playing cat and mouse, how we going to move this, how we going to move that. Okay. To me, it's not fair to the public and what we're doing. Either you have the will to raise the grant amounts or you don't. Stop playing cat and mouse and stop playing doing what's politically practical. Either we're going to do it or we're not. Wasting time.
Councilman Smiley.
Well, I'm not going to get into whether it's wasting time or not. I think it's productive. It's out in the open. But personally, there's nothing to present to prevent this council from voting today to merge these two accounts with the flexibility that it has, and increasing the amount in those accounts for the FY14 budget.
That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing to prevent that.
But if the motion is being understood that this is going to carry forward beyond fiscal 13 is my issue.
But that,
if we accept this motion today, and the fact is, okay, if we accept this motion, I know we have that option, but once something is done, it's very hard around here to undo it. But if we go forward with that understanding,
that,
then I have more.
Well, Councilman Hollins, I clarified that. I tried to when Councilman Taggart raised that issue, that this is the most, three is the option that I've made a motion on for FY13. It only carries forward if council doesn't make any other change.
Right.
That's all. I'm not making a motion in perpetuity. But it can still stay that, but council can, in other words, the motion to merge the two can remain, but the budget submission for FY14 can reflect an additional amount into that account.
And that gives me, I don't know, more relief, because I think to accept the motion, it's not addressing the issue that was first put on the table. It's going to carry to the next fiscal year. I think that even though there was monies left over in office accounts as well as the budget account, those monies were put to good use because we funded the summer youth programs and those kind of things. So it wasn't like the money just went back or wasn't used for a very good purpose, and that is to provide for additional opportunities for summer youth kids.
If I may.
Councilman Smiley.
And I realize I'm taking a lot of time for nothing. I'm going to put it this way for me. I can support option number three, which would merge the accounts. If someone then wants to make a separate motion that the FY14 budget, when submitted, include an increase to that account as a separate motion, I'm not going to support. I won't support that, but I'm not saying it doesn't pass.
Right.
Okay, but if the two are merged together, I can't support it.
Further, I'd like to make the broader point. You know, we don't vote on a budget till the end of May. We have a budget process. If it's the will of council to amend this budget to have a real increase to account for grants, you know, going into next fiscal year, you're certainly willing, you know, able to proffer such a change, and that's to be voted on by members of council. The advantage I see in option three right now, within our budget, we're able to get some more flexibility, free up some more grant funds, and then we'll see what the next fiscal year will bring us in terms of what council members feel we need, both in terms of contingency and grants. So with that, Council Moretta.
Thank you. Councilman Smiley, would you like to amend your motion to just say, stating that this will be for the remainder of the fiscal year of 13 with the increase of option three? Well, and then vote on it, because it's up for a vote right now.
Well, that's an automatic, because it can't carry forward to the next fiscal year, because the next fiscal year is not funded.
Yeah, but the way you stated it was only if it was not proposed upon. So, in other words, it'll carry in the way you stated it.
I make a motion that option number three be adopted for a period to expire June 30th, 2013.
We have a second.
Second
to amend the amended motion to basically summarizing what we have on the table in front of us after discussion to merge the grant and the office budget accounts for each council member, make them available as the council member sees fit for office or grants or travel, and that this will expire, will take force in this fiscal year and expire at the end of this fiscal year, June 30th, correct?
Correct. With one very, very important clarification, that all current approval requirements that are in place remain in a place.
Well, no one's questioning.
No,
For the record.
Sometimes things get forgot.
Right, we have amended motion on table. It's been summarized. We have second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
One opposed, all else in favor of the amended motion passes. I think it's been a very creative solution to a need for more grant money. We have a expense and revenue roundtable, and I have a question I'd like to put out there for general knowledge purposes. In a conversation I had with Policy Director Jim Boyle, we were talking about the salary and benefits line for members of council, but this can apply across Newcastle County. What happens if
you've got a travel request and grants
My eyes traveled down.
You meant to do it and you know it.
I apologize for that. We have a request for travel. I think Lou Hinkle is basically managing that for Councilmember Weiner. I'm sorry, Lou. You didn't speak up, Lou. What's wrong?
Well, I was going to bring it up under other.
Okay. Travel request. Would you like to summarize that?
Certainly,
for council to act?
Once again, Councilman Weiner is asking for council's approval to travel to the 2013 NACO Legislative Conference being held in Washington, D.C. this year. Everything is basically the same as requested. He has a proposal where he's submitting a proposed expense form in the amount of approximately $1,382.62. Well, that's what he's submitting it for, but that's not an approximation. And
$1,300.
If there are any questions in regards to the purposes for his travel, I'll be glad to
except for from Councilman Smiley.
Yes, let me just to summarize, and I'll go to Councilman Smiley.
And I was going to defer to Councilman, the Council Chair, to continue with my summation.
Okay. For the record, NACO is the lobbying arm for county governments across the United States of America. And this is the March legislative, annual legislative conference where NACO participants, elected officials, and appointees from across the country and county employees participate in the various working groups and then lobby members of council on behalf of federal programs that benefit county governments across the country. And it's, as an attendee, I can tell you that it's one of the great bulwarks that saves funding of key programs in this very difficult fiscal era in the national level that allows county governments to continue to do the great service that we do. Lou, did you have something further to say?
Just wanted to add that it affords an invaluable opportunity to network with other county officials to gain insight and exchange information that's always brought back in a matter of a report.
And Councilman Weiner has been attending this as long as I've been on council. He's very active and a very successful participant. Councilman Smiley, do you have...
I'm afraid I know the answer to this, but I already have to ask legislative aide, Mr. Henkel.
This is round trip, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve Councilman Weiner's travel request to the annual NACO conference.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries. Councilman Weiner's travel request to the annual legislative conference of NACO is approved. All right. Newcastle County Council grant request. We have a quorum in the room. We can go through these. Let's see here. Police Athletic League of Delaware City. Councilman Bell. Councilman Smiley handling that.
Yes, grant? I've been asked by Councilman Bell to handle this for him. This is actually for the purchase of computers and printers, educational programs for the PAL Center that they're actually trying to get up and running in Delaware City. Currently, it is funded through the main PAL funds. So this is a PAL Center in Delaware City. They're expanding. They'll be doing additional fundraising and all, but this is, again, currently they're funded through the main PAL account as they get everything up and running. And see, this is his money. He's asking for $1,000, but what's he got left?
No.
Okay. I make a motion for $1,000.
We have a motion to go to the Police Athletic League of Delaware City. We have a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All those not voting?
Not voting.
Okay. Measure passes with one not voting. Chinese American Community Center. Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a grant that requests for $1,000. I have said I would give $500. Councilman Weiner is giving $250. It's for a dance troupe that has been invited to go to the inaugural parade, and we're asking for it at this point rather than having it be on the first notice because of the timeliness of this. This is a very active group. They have gone to London to do the New Year's parade in London and have been invited to the inaugural parade.
All right, we have a motion on the floor for a grant of $1,000 to the Chinese American Community Center. Can I participate in a presidential inaugural parade?
Can I seek clarification? I heard 500.
I'm giving 500, Councilman Weiner 250.
So it's a proposal for $750.
Correct, yes.
It's written 1,000 on there.
Yeah, the grant application was 1,000, but yeah. We're giving 750.
All right, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
You did.
All right, all approved. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed or not voting?
Not voting.
Okay, that passes the grant for the Chinese American Community Center for the inaugural presidential inaugural parade. Hope they're not freeze down there.
Mr. Chair.
Councilman Hollins.
Does that conclude the grants applications? Is that?
Yep.
Yes, I believe it is.
Well, while we're on grants, I just noticed the report process that's required for granting. What I did not realize that under many grants that the recipient were required to also respond
And because the mini grants, as you know, I think can go up to a max of $150. They don't fill out a form application. They write a letter requesting, and I have several of these listed here, but I neglected not recognizing that you had to respond back if you got a mini grant, because some of these I have here are like $100, $75. And this, we just responded from receiving the letter. For the instance, the People's Settlement Association, who was providing a homeless meal during the Thanksgiving holiday season, they were actually feeding people, and I think we gave them $100. We may have given the Penrose Civic Association whatever amount, a small amount of money to help them with their Christmas celebration. But I didn't realize that these grants also required the recipient to write a letter saying I got the grant for that purpose and I use it. I think that's quite frankly overburdensome. I hate to ask someone for a letter back.
Councilman Smiley.
I would make a motion that when it comes to mini grants, that the letter submitted to the council member in request be accepted as the explanation of the use of funds.
I second. Thank you.
Retroactively back to whatever has been out there.
What amount are we going to?
Well, we already have.
Okay. The amount is maximum $150.
We have a maximum of $150. We already have that. Not looking to say, just saying that the letter of request should be accepted by this council as the recognition of what the funds are expended for.
We have a motion on the floor and a second. Councilman Renner, you want to discuss?
I just make a statement that I had a mini grant not too long ago, right after Christmas, and the letter of submittal was put in with the request.
Okay.
That Councilman Smiley's talking about.
Councilman Street?
These mini grants, am I correct that in the absence of the discretionary monies that the president had separate and apart from grants, that that's what the purpose of this is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have not restored?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion on the table with a second. Councilman Hollins?
Just for clarity, I assume mini grants also came out of the councilperson's grant.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Right. That's okay. My understanding right. As well.
Thank you.
For Councilman Bell's here.
All right. The motion is that we the letter of submission to the council member serves the purpose of accounting for the mini grant.
Second.
All right.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? No opposed? It passes.
Okay. Along the lines of the grants, while we're in this process, in order to try to make sure that...
Councilman Smiley, yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. In order to try to make sure that things are clear to everyone when they leave the room, I have a motion I'd like to make, and I have reduced... It only applies to me, but I would like to distribute it in writing to the council members, and then I'll read it into the record.
Motion applies solely to you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
No, trust me, the Lord had nothing to do with it either. Okay.
Let's say three.
If you're going to bring prayer into the room, you better reinforce the ceiling.
All right, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Okay.
Remember? Okay, Councilman
Smiley. I'm one that I try to be proactive. I try to keep my ducks in line and not wait till the last minute. And there have been a lot, and I mean a lot, of innuendo out there about what I'm doing. To help clear part of that up, I would like to make a motion that council approve a suspension of the guidelines for the spending of council member grant and office funds for the sole purpose of allowing Councilman Smiley to have transferred $5,000 from his designated grant account and $1,500 from his designated office expense account to the Newcastle County Employee Health Care Coverage account. If approved, this motion would only become effective upon council's approval and the county executive's signage of ordinance number 13-001. The transfer of these funds will cover a little more than 50% of the projected fiscal note attached to this ordinance. And I'd ask for a second and a vote on this motion.
I'll give you a second. Motion's on table for Dennis Levy, Councilman Smiley, and second. Councilman Kilpatrick for discussion.
I guess since we haven't voted on 13001, that it, I would, don't know that I feel right voting on the transfer of funds for something that we haven't approved yet.
And this doesn't take effect unless it is approved. And quite honestly...
And I would assume that.
And quite honestly, you know, I'm really tired of getting the phone calls, and I'm trying to send the message. This is not about Tom Gordon. This is not about trying to scuttle his budget. This is not about trying to scuttle the county budget. That's what's out there. I send it loud and clear. This is about the employees of this council, the 2% federal tax increase that just took place on all employees. The only ones we have, and please, no disrespect to the staff. Our staff are the only ones we have the authority over to do this. I'm just trying to send the message. I'm willing to put, it's still taxpayer money, but it's taxpayer money that I have some authority over, and I'm saying now I'm putting this out front to fund over 50% of that fiscal note. And I won't, and if it, it's already, will, if that passes, it's already retroactive. If I've then got to wait two more weeks for another note to see if this passes, then that delays that process for council staff.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
While we're having this discussion, I think in the last meeting when this was brought up that you were going to do this, I voiced a concern, and I've also voiced it to you since then. I voiced a concern that this may not be the right time to do this, and that I would rather look at this within the context of the overall budget rather than a standalone separate item. And I don't want to get into discussion of 1301, well, because I don't think that's appropriate at this time.
I would agree, but when we get into the overall budget, this has already expired. It expires June 30th. Automatic. It's done. For all county employees.
What expires it's June 30th?
The 2.5%.
The 2.5%.
What is it for
2 years? I'm just adding all the contract. For non-union, there has to be an ordinance to come
right,
to the council to end that. There is no end date for the non-union.
But for the union,
it doesn't.
Yeah. And for this council, because this council
has a separate ordinance,
mm-hmm. with an end date.
Right. Correct.
So there are only 6 months left.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
And again, as much as I would like to give the 2.5% back to everybody, I think part of the previous discussion was that we need to be exemplary, and I'm really torn here, because coming from the state, from a staff perspective in the state, we got whatever we could talk the speaker into giving us. His justification was that, well, we were not merit employees, so we had no longevity. We knew we could be out in a heartbeat. You know, our position could be gone. So we always got a little more. So coming from that perspective, would I like to just give everybody as much as we possibly could, because knowing their job could be gone tomorrow? Yes, I understand that. From a fiscally responsible perspective, I just don't know that this is the time to do it.
Well, Mike, I really want to go to, but number one, I don't look at it as giving.
But as, we are giving.
As returning a takeaway.
Right, I understand right. that. But the rest of the county employees aren't getting back that we know of.
But let's be clear. Only those county employees that participate in the health care fund give the 2.5%. It's not all county employees. It's only those county employees that participate in the health care, and since we're going to go there, I mean, again, I don't want to discuss 1301. I think it hasn't been introduced yet.
Right.
It's not, but it is a very positive one. All right.
Yeah.
I think it's a positive ordinance. I want to maintain it on a positive high road. But the fact that the county executive just spent $125,000 of extra money to give an additional holiday across the board does not give me heartburn that I'm going to seek $7,000 of additional money for the council staff, because I'm funding over 50% as it is. So all I'm asking now is for this. If the ordinance law, if it doesn't pass, then this is a mute point, and it will go somewhere else. But again, I just want it very clear. I'm sincere about what I'm doing. And I understand your position, I understand your sincerity, but we just talked about increasing grants to those in need outside of the county. And quite honestly, some of those grant requests give me more than a little bit of agita as far as what they fund. But for me, and I get grant requests all the time too. I'd introduce one just to give it back to my aide, but I think that would be unfair to the rest.
And
Councilmember Kilpatrick, I want to move this along because the meeting is coming to an end. Well, we have a motion on the floor. It's pretty self-explanatory. You have one more comment, and I would like to move it to a vote because we've got some other things we need to cover.
Okay, well, I guess my last comment would be that, and this is almost off the subject, but the door was opened here, that just because somebody else does irresponsible spending doesn't mean that we should.
And I
have to figure out if I consider this really responsible, fiscally right to do this. I'm not saying that this is irresponsible, but I would not premise any of my arguments on what somebody else did. This is a standalone. Should we do this or should we not? And that's what I'm.
And you'll recall
sure.
The discussion took place before the holiday.
Yeah, we motioned.
Yes.
It's on the table. So, I would like to. Move
I consider
this along.
Responsible.
I'd like to move this along. Did anybody, other members of council, have any comments?
What, John?
Councilor Tackett.
Just real fast. Just quickly. I mean. I see it, and quick question for Ed. At the end of the day, isn't the budget the budget? I mean, whether you're going to go here, you're going to go there, you're going to designate something here. At the end of the day, if you have $6,500 left in your account, it still goes back into
the funds
at the end of the day. So whether you designate it over here or there, it's like
any unbudgeted funds revert back to the county.
Right.
But on the other side, if there's revenue shortages also, you have the other issue also.
Right.
We see a revenue item that's not where it's supposed to be, some of that money where would cover those revenue shortages.
It's like that game Plunko or whatever the heck it's called on Price is Right. The ball could take all different courses, but it's going to end up at the bottom.
Right.
So, and it's still a spending of the grant, so I couldn't support it.
Councilman Hollins, very quickly.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Councilman Smiley's intent. He did mention it before we recessed for the holidays. And this, I see, has been part of the progression of his intent with number 13001. But I would feel more comfortable having this discussion with his contribution at the same time as we're discussing the ordinance itself. I'm a little uncomfortable to go forward as a precursor to say that, well, and it's very giving of him to propose this, but I'm just troubled by it as it relates to the overall budget. And we've had discussion about it as well, and I'm not committed to 13001, or I'm not opposed to it at this point in time, but I have to give more thought to it.
Just to very briefly, I need to kind of bring this to a close.
I'll bring it to a
close.
Do you
want to withdraw this, or do you want to put it to a vote?
No, I'm not going to withdraw. I'm going to table this motion.
Okay.
To synchronize with, and I'm saying it now so it'll be on the agenda, to coordinate this discussion with the discussion of 13001, okay, which will still take place prior to its vote.
All right. Fair enough. I think that works for everybody around the table. All right.
Message sent.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to expense and revenue roundtable. I had some... Yes. Sorry. Okay. Procedurally, we have a motion to table. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. The motion proffered by Councilman Smiley to use funds out of the
We
have to vote on the motion.
Yes.
All right. All those in favor of tabling, we have a motion and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. The motion is tabled. I want to move along. I had some comments for expense and revenue roundtable. Time is moving along. I just want to, unless other members of council have something for that, I want to move along to other. I would like to take this time very quickly We had some very serious legal things happen over the weekend pertaining to this council and its legal representation concerning the Barley Mill rezoning and the current court case where members of council are named as defendants. I want to point out to members of council, I was a no vote on that rezoning. The administration attorney's actions to me call into question whether we are legally being defended in that court case. It also calls into question to me the, you know, integrity of the land use process and council's role in it. I think these are very serious matters for me personally, and I'm taking the privilege because this is the first committee meeting after all this. We're going to have further discussion, I'm sure. For me personally, I feel council needs to hire outside legal attorneys to defend our vote and our actions in that rezoning, which was an exhaustive process that went over a considerable time. And I'm seriously feeling like a kind of trust was broken between the council and the administration concerning our legal defense in that case. And I just want to bring that concern to the members of council. I've talked to a few of you on both sides of the issue. The ones I spoke with feel very strongly and have the same emotions that I have about this. And I don't know if members of council would like to offer further comments. Of course, I'm sure we're going to discuss this further. Councilman Hollins.
If Councilman was not aware, the Executive Committee will address this issue on Tuesday of next week during the Executive Committee meeting. And I think it would be better served if we were to have this discussion at that time.
And I'll make a motion to that effect.
Second.
Okay. Councilman Smiley?
And the only thing I have along those lines is surely, and it's a shame, I mean, I don't normally there's more members of the administration here, but I am curious as to whether the administration has signed a contract with the News Journal to act as their public relations information system, because it seems like that's the only place this council is getting information anymore. I've had 8 years of executive office representatives coming before this council and informing us of what actions were, what was taking place, and having what I consider to be very productive conversations. Now I know we got a public safety director because I read the online paper. I find out when a new chief's coming in because of the newspaper. I find out the position that the executive branch is taking on the land use matter because of the News Journal. So I'd just like to know, because if I need to call Adam Taylor to follow up on what's going on with this county, I'd like to know about it, because he seems to be the PR person for the Newcastle County Executive Branch anymore.
Well,
so maybe somebody can enlighten me.
And I think, taking the privilege of the chair, you know, consultation is important, especially in matters of legal defense and other legal matters. And we have enjoyed over the past, since I've been on this county council over 8 years, a regular briefings by county attorneys in regards to cases of import for the whole county as well as for council. And I think we need to reinforce that practice needs to continue. And for this particular case, given we were the defendants in the case, consultation is absolutely critical to the successful defense of this council and its vote. So I want to open up some brief comments from other members of council. I'm glad we're going to take this up next week at the executive committee meeting, and I look to the leadership of council president in that regard. Any other comments? Councilman Tackett.
Well, John, I'll just, you know, echo the sentiments, you know, that we've kind of heard, and I think, you know, there's a lot of concern right now at the table. You know, we've seen a lot of emails, and, you know, poor Carol has been overly burdened with an overly burdensome job she's already trying to do. But, you know, I just caution, we probably should be waiting till next Tuesday, because this isn't an advertised item.
Okay.
We're kind of really getting pretty emotional.
Just for the record, I wasn't talking about the legal case. I'm talking about county government as a whole.
Right. Councilman Redd?
There's a void.
We have a motion on the floor and a second. Could we restate the motion?
Motion that we discuss this issue in executive session next week.
No, I second it. Executive committee.
Okay.
executive committee. Thank you, Joel.
All right, we have a motion before and a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, Councilman Street.
Question on the motion.
Yes.
We got an email from council today. How long is court action postponed?
Until we decide, I think it's 3 weeks. But I think that because of the action yesterday on this issue that appeared on Sunday, that most of us found about on Sunday, some people found it on a blog on Friday night, I understand. So all of these things have been discussed with council to council by myself and the president. And then
all I want to know is
Councilman Street.
The meeting next Tuesday gives sufficient time for us to work with a council, whoever, in preparation prior to the next scheduled court appearance.
The council to council realized that we're putting this on the agenda. The council to council was present today, has reported back, and I think an email of all council members, the details of what happened today. And it's clear that this meeting, this discussion will take place on Tuesday next week. Council is here, if you can add to that, but that's the understanding I have so far. I don't think that we will be meeting in a factor that would deny us to state our position, get it cleared up before we go back to the courts. Council's concerns were discussed in the hearing today. It's a lifeline there, Carol. Can you?
Carol Dillon, council to council, and also the county attorneys here who could address it. But the court did ask for briefing today from the county and the county attorney, and to be filed within 1 week. That would be by next Tuesday, which I believe is the 15th. The court asked then that our council, respond once that is filed. So that would give the council time. And I did make the point to the court today that council had not had an opportunity to meet because of the constraints of FOIA. And I would certainly defer to our county attorney if he would like to add to anything about the timing.
Mr.
Peppercott,
yes.
Good afternoon. Bernard Peppercott, county attorney. First, about today's meeting, is correct about the county law department will present a position that the county has, in this case, to the court by Tuesday. I don't believe the court specifically instructed briefing, but he instructed a clarified position, I believe. And then, of course, to give, in part, this body an opportunity to discuss whether they feel they are receiving or they need to receive adequate legal representation. Separate, outside legal representation. I will say to this body that as far as any strategy is concerned, as far as direction of cases and things of that sort, I am going to make a more conscious effort to coordinate with your counsel to try to update counsel as much as possible as far as the legal cases are concerned, to definitely keep counsel alive. And I will do my best in order to keep you informed of that. I am amenable to speaking with counsel or your counsel about your thoughts about outside legal representation. That is something that is within the county law department's purview, and I would definitely and the executive branch has expressed the interest to be willing to be as amenable and coordinated as possible. So I just wanted to let you know that at least from my perspective, it isn't a matter of trying to be confrontational in any way, shape, or form. That is not my intent, nor do I believe that's the intent of the executive
council. Thank you, Mr. Peppercott. Councilman Street, we have a motion on the table that we want to get to, but go ahead, briefly, go ahead.
So now, given what the court said today, am I correct? There exists a possibility, practical possibility, that there may be
different legal position, going into court, being presented to the court by the executive branch and county council. That we could end up in a situation wherein they're opposing positions before the court in regard to the litigation between the two branches of government.
The court has expressed concern that there could be a conflict. You are correct. To the extent of that conflict is up in the air, but the court has expressed concern that there may be a conflict. Based upon that concern, like I said, I think the court suggesting is something that the county has to take very seriously. The county, speaking on behalf of the county law department, that is something that, outside counsel is something within the purview of the county law department. And, I'm more than happy to work with them and administer those goals.
That was Chief Solicitor Pepakai speaking to Councilman Street for the record. Any other comments from members of council? We have a motion to Councilman Street.
No, go ahead with the motion.
All right. I want to act on the Council President Bullock's motion that we take this up under executive section at our next Tuesday's executive committee meeting. All right. Motion's on table.
I just want to clarify that the next executive committee meeting is in 2 weeks.
We plan to have one next week. Yeah. So you have to change the date.
All right.
We plan to have one next week, Tuesday.
We'll be posted in
we'll post it today for next week.
Okay. We are going to have an executive committee meeting next week. All right.
I think that's clarified.
Glad we got that clarified. Motion on table. Got a second executive session on this issue next Tuesday.
I second. Mm-hmm.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? It carries. And with that, we'll close off comments on this issue and take it up next week. Public comment, part of the agenda. Councilman Powers just joined us. Public comment, Councilman Tackett.
Yeah, just to put on the record, there is Mr. Patel here.
Mr. Patel is not present that we can see.
The issue that I did email council out about, he has chosen not to come today. Okay.
Any other comment from the public? Councilman Street.
I agree with Councilman Smiley's comments.
Is that recorder on?
in terms of communication with this council, and when I looked at the paper this morning, and I see where an historic move is being made as it relates to the public safety director, and I see it on the front page of the paper, and I don't get it from the administration, I'm not happy. That's just wrong. We should have known, like we know about other things, and then you put us in the precarious situation. My phone starts ringing off the hook, and I ain't seen the paper yet. So, going forward, especially with something as significant as that, I would have liked to know.
Comments duly noted, and any other public comment?
Let me follow Council up President on Councilman Bullock. Streets, Mr. Grimaldi. Going forward, this council would highly appreciate a more open door communication process going forward so we can take care of the county business decent in order. Mr. Street's comments I share. I just think it's important for communication's sake, since we're all on the same team, separate entities, but we're working for the same cause. If we could have a open door, clear line of communication going forward with the administration, we would highly appreciate that.
Absolutely. CAO David Grimaldi, and I do have to apologize for the lack of communication. I would ask for a little bit of latitude only because of the unique position we've been in this transition. We haven't had a transition team, we haven't had a transition period, and we sort of had to hit the ground running, but we hope to remedy all these issues very, very quickly. Thank you.
Councilman Smiley.
Since I have a reputation as a smart, you know what, let me remind you of the quote, I can do it in my sleep. We're awake. We see what's going on. It's time for others to wake up and work with us.
All right. Councilman Street.
I'm just going to make a suggestion. Will of council is will of council, and our administration wants to deal with it. You know, you'll deal with it. But there was a period when we periodically met as a council, four and five individual council members, so-called council leadership, or those who chair particular committees about particular issues, and we had periodic ongoing meetings with the county executive. Now, to me, that was helpful. It prevented some public confrontations, and we were able to get some things set at the table. Sometimes there was some screaming and hollering and even a little cussing, but I think that was better than being in the situation that we're in now. I just, as a government, I don't think it's good for anybody, especially the people that we serve, to continue to go down this road.
Agreed.
I think we all sanction it. I know I do. I just don't want to prolong this meeting, but it's been deafening coming from the executive branch.
Councilman Street's comments well taken. Any other comments from the public? Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is over.
Is this turned off?